Does man really hold our best interest? Are we the final custodians?
That's classic. I'm going to get an ID in here. This is, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar, and we just heard Beware the Beast Man. And I was telling Smitty off air. Oh, actually, before that, we also played Heavy Music by Mutual Admiration Society and Dancing with the Devil You Know by Little Billy Lost. But first, I want to talk about the Beast Man. Because... if you don't know, then obviously that's a...
You're planet. Under 40 if you don't know.
Yeah.
You're under 45.
And I was telling somebody, I was at the I went to see that in the theaters. I was a child. And the first scene with Charlton Heston running through the weeds, and you don't know what they're running from. You don't know it yet.
Right. You see the horses coming after the humans who are, like, clearly they're wearing, like, jungle-type clothing.
And I'm assuming... that there are people on the horses when I'm a kid.
There you go.
And they showed a close-up of the ape, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's like a cinematic, mind-blowing moment for me.
It was amazing. And then, you know, so I actually saw a post within the last few days where someone had the picture. It's not a spoiler at this stage of the game. The final scene,
right.
You know, they pull back. And it's the Statue of Liberty's been on Earth the whole time.
Classic.
I mean, just really brilliant.
And I think at first they just show the shadow. They do a
shadow,
slowly.
And then you see the spikes.
And then you're like, what is this?
And
they pan down to the statue.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, really, just light years ahead of its time, and really commentary on the human race in general.
Yeah, but you gotta beware of these people.
Yeah. So I just really, when the idea for that came up. I knew I wanted to, bring in some pop culture with the Planet of the Apes, and also just some general tapping on some themes with, human society and stuff like that. So I had fun with it.
Yeah, I love that.
It was a fun song to record.
I love that track.
Yeah.
From way back, what is it?
Way back when.
When did that come out?
I recorded it in 2017, but I think it came out in 2018.
Yeah, it's a 17 and 18.
Yeah.
Is it going to be another full length in the offing for Smitty and the Featherstones?
Well, the short answer is yes. And so here's the wacky thing. You know, I've released, material on my own and with a couple of different labels.
Yeah.
I need to reach out and get permission to just do because I want to put everything out. I would just everything together. It's like, what do you need on the back end? You just need me to say that it got released on this label or that label, because I have.
You have enough stuff now.
Well, so right now, as it stands, within the last 2 years, I've released 6 of 10 songs. I have 4 left to go. One that I never released from that first original recording, which would just be perfect today. And I have been writing other new songs. So I need to go, and something needs to come out sooner than later. What I'll probably do is of the 4 songs that I have not released, pick one. You know, it's kind of funny. They're all your children, It's kind of and so I listen to my
bandmates. You love them all.
I love them all. And people, I really like this one. You should do that one. You should this. And so I haven't decided. I don't know of the 4 that I have not released, if any of them, would be what falls into that category, even though this is alternative music as a hit. I don't know. They're all really good songs. And I'm just thinking, at this stage of the game, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just put them out.
Yeah.
People, they know me. They know the band. They'll either dig it or they won't. Just put it out.
Yeah.
So I just got to figure out which one I'm going to put.
All right. And we also had heavy music in there. And we mentioned the Detroit connection earlier. You have, and Bob Seger. I'm a big Bob Seger fan. And I remember when you initially told me,
hey, wasn't I?
And I was sort of like, I was like, I love that song. I used to have it. I had it on I think it was Live Bullet put out.
Live one, but he did it
earlier,
the early. So what got under my skin was the version he did. I want to say it was either 1968 or 1969 when he put the original.
Might have been the Seger system.
It was Bob Seger and the Herd. It was even before the system. Yes. And there's a history behind that. The first time they played it was a jam that they did when they were playing live, and the song just came together, and people lost their mind, and everybody came up to him and was like, "You gotta!" And so it just came together very quickly. So they put it out, and the original version that Bob Seger put out of Heavy Music was really. So I'm like now, if it's 68, 69, I'm like 11, 12 years old. Listening to the radio, and this song is destroying me. This is like the coolest song I ever heard.
Great
so then
song,
you fast forward, you got all this time under your belt. I'm here in Boston. Fire King sometimes would play that song live every once in a while. Heavy music, once in a while. But Todd came up to me when he started doing the Mutual Admiration Society.
Yeah.
He's like, Smitty, do you want it? I'm like, hell yeah. I said, yes, I know what song I want to do. I want to do Heavy Music. And the great thing about that is because it's not specifically a Smitty and the Featherstone song, it's a Mutual Admiration Society. I went in, I laid down some of my basic tracks, I took a crack at the vocals, and I just walked away. And it's just like, this is now in your hands, Todd.
Right.
The failure and success of the song is now with you.
Like, I did my part.
I did my part. He already did some great things with Mutual Admiration Society. So I had fun with it because it was just kind of like, I wonder what he's going to do. So he went out. He got Heather to sing more or less the lead vocal on it. Pierce was the other harmonica. So I laid down a harmonica part, but I didn't realize that Shel Pierce, has me beat 7 days
a week. He's got some chops.
Oh, he's got some chops. And so when I heard it, you know, Todd's like, I hope you don't mind that I gave the harmonica to Shell. And I'm like, what's there to be to mind? That he did a great job. This is, you know, like, no.
Yeah. As long as it ups the game, then yes. Yeah.
Exactly, and Todd played bass on it. He did a great job on it. I'm, you know, doing drums on it and stuff, and so very happy, very proud. So to that end, because Heather got Smitty Smitty and the Festones this Plum Island gig this Saturday, and you know, just you know, because you know she's a great person to work with. Anyways, like Heather, come on in. We're gonna do heavy music and make it a part of it. So that was sort of the inspiration to play the Mutual Admiration Society version. Full disclosure: the Smitty Smitty and the Festones version is same but different because it has to be. One is definitely a studio thing, and the other one is the Festones. Yeah. And everybody kind of brings a thing. So our version, you know, it's still heavy music. You may want to get your butt to Plum Fest this Saturday just to see what we do with that song because we have some fun with it.
Sweet. I'm gonna play some tunes. We'll come back one more time.
Well, this is good. I mean, I got everything off. Let's just hit enjoy some music.
Yeah, we'll come back one more time and let you say see ya. But I'm going to play a few more songs and we'll get back in a bit. This is another one. We got one more Smitty for you lined up. This is a cover song. You all know it.
You got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on. Yeah! Got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
That was a band that I saw years and years ago. And as I was talking to Smitty earlier, you go to shows sometimes, you see bands you never heard of, and that was one of them. And I forget where I saw them or why I was even at the venue, but the band's called Public Access TV. The song was called End of an Era. I like that song a lot. And I don't play it a whole lot, but I don't usually have 2 hours, so I thought I'd sneak it in there. Prince of Lilies before that with The Year I Broke. And Rebel Rebel, which obviously Smitty and the Fez Tones. Smitty's got one last burst in him, right?
Yeah, so it's a burst and a half. Real quick, right. Let's sum up.
Yeah.
Plum Fest this Saturday on Plum Island, Saturday, September 14th. Specifically, Smitty and the Fez Tones. We're going on at 2:30 p.m. at 977th Street, Newburyport, MA, but it's Plum Island. Park your car at Plum Island Airport. Take a shuttle over. If you want to find out more information, go to plumfest.org and all the information's there. Smitty and the Fez Tones, Dave Herlihy, Muck and the Myers, and 97 other artists and bands.
You're bound to see something good.
You're going to see something good. And then the last thing, and I just got this information today. It hasn't even been made public, but I'm going to make it public. I got a phone call from David Bash, who does International Pop Overthrow, IPO, and they are going to do a Boston IPO, 2024, again this year at the Square Root. And even though it's for, let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days, it's smack dab in the middle of Halloween, which, you know, those who in the know, it's also known as the Day of the Dead. It's the Day of the Dead is actually like a 4 or 5 day festival. And it just turns out by the luck of the draw that Smitty and the Fez Tones, Little Billy Lost, and Cold Expectations are all going to be playing IPO 2024 at the Square Root on Halloween night.
Dress up.
Oh, dress up. You know, if you wear a fez, I'll buy you a drink. And so I just got that information today. So going beyond this weekend, which I'm really looking forward to. All kinds of fun stuff. And really, you know, Sky Bar, I call you Sky Rock. I love coming in here, man. You are the best. Thank you so very, very much.
My pleasure. You're always a fun guy to have around.
Shot from McKinnon, Reckless Abandon.
Has a funnest guy, having the best time in the room. Whenever you go to a show, I'm like, oh, he's having a good time.
Is there a choice?
No. Well, there is, but and we choose to do the positive.
It's not even on my menu.
Very good. All right, thanks again, Smith.
Thank you.
I'm going to get half hour. I'm going to play a lot more music. This is new stuff by a band called Worshipper. We'll be right back.
I could see what's on your mind, maybe go back in time, make you feel different. You can stay as long as you want, you shouldn't have to put up that front. It's a lie we're both living, and I don't know what to do, so please don't make me choose. When there's nothing left, when things are obvious, scars that we can mend. Can we pretend until we feel the love again? And I know that it's hopeless, open emptiness. And I just wanna finally feel something again. Can we just pretend? Baby, please, I could break my knees from this weight. I need release. Can we just make believe, break from these chains and be relieved? I just wanna touch your skin. Promise you won't fall in love again. But I'm not them, no, I won't fall. Just don't let me drop the ball. All in all, we can fake it till we make it and break the trend. So tonight, let's just pretend we could fall in love again. I know we're both broken by scars that we can mend. Can we pretend until we feel the love again? Scars that we can mend. Can we pretend until we feel the love again? And I know that it's hopeless, open emptiness. And I just wanna finally feel something again.
I'm a deadbeat, dead ringer for a bad luck man. Oh, I'm dead set on doing better than my daddy ever did. I'm a wrong turn, sinking feeling, I'm a backup plan. You're dead. I should, but I wouldn't do that. We both know I'm bad at showing how I care. I'm a deadbeat, dead ringer for a bad luck man. Oh, I'm dead set on doing better than my daddy. I'm a wrong turn, sinking feeling, I'm a backup plan. You're a damn fool, true believer, you take me as I am. Must have hit the lotto, waking up next to you. And you ask me how I slept, bring me coffee in bed. And I've got a lousy record, but what else can I do? hold you all I can. Get up and do my best. Get up and do my best. It's in my bones. It's hard to settle down. It's in your face, the way you look at me sometimes. I could promise that one day I'll come around, but it's in my blood. It's in my blood. I'm good at telling lies. I'm a dead ringer for a bad luck man. Oh, I'm dead set on doing better than my daddy ever did. I'm a wrong turn, sinking feeling. I'm a backup plan. You're dead.
You just heard Key of Caustic, a song called Closet. Lizzie No, Deadbeat off of her release Hobbsies. I like that release a lot. Battle Mode, local band with a new single called Just Pretend. And Worshipper, as I said, Window Pane off of One Way Trip. It's 9:40, got about 20 minutes left to go on this thing. Going to play something now by a band called Tell. Thank you.
way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Okay, let me just played a lot of stuff. Let me tell you what I got. The Hot Drop song called Security. Abby Barrett with Here to Stay. Abby Barrett's going to be on the show in a few weeks. The legendary Swagger with One and Done. And the band called Tell with Sweet Life. It's 9:55. WMFO in Medford. I want to thank Smitty once again for coming in, telling all about Plump Fest this Saturday. Rising with Sky Bar. Hopefully it'll be 2 hours going forward. Leave you with one by a band. New stuff by the Airborne Toxic Event. The song is called The Walk. This is brand new. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford.